This week on Minnesota Native News, Red Lake seeks federal assistance for flood damage, St. Paul Mounds get national attention, and a WNBA star rookie steals the show.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Red Lake Nation and Beltrami County officials recently met with staff from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Together, they are seeking federal funds to repair flood damage resulting from heavy rains that fell in June and July. Christine Ostrom is the tribal sanitarian with the Red Lake Nation. She says the main problem for them are washed out gravel roads.
What we're doing is repairs immediately to keep roads open so that individuals don't get trapped. So we are looking for emergency reimbursement from the government to help keep the costs down.
Red Lake Nation is looking for $40,000. Ostrom says it may not seem like a lot of money, but it'll fill the hole in the nation's infrastructure budget. The Native American burial mounds in St. Paul were recently added to the National Register of Historic Places, but it raises questions about the way federal and state governments honor indigenous sites and tell their stories. Reporter Melissa Townsend visited the site with Jim Rock. He's a local Dakota man who leads tours of the area.
Jim Rock was born here. He still lives just a few minutes away.
We're standing in a very special, sacred place.
Many of the mounds have been bulldozed, but he tells me that in Dakota cosmology, the mounds on the bluffs and the cave on the river's edge below are the place where Dakota people entered into the cycle of life. They are born into the waters, and then upon death, their remains are returned to the earth in the mounds to re-enter the cycle.
Those who, in their estimation, now deem it as a Western important place, it may or may not reflect our proper use, if we can even use that term, use, as they go about building their signs and telling their interpretation of our sacred site.
So far, Rock says, this story is not being told from a Native perspective. For one, the name of the place.
Do you know Bruce Vento Nature Sanctuary? Bruce Vento was a great guy. He was an earth science teacher, environmentalist. But once again, we have another immigrant name on our cave and our park.
And the mounds are the only feature that were recognized nationally. There is no mention of the caves below.
How could the up above mounds place not be connected in the same sacred historic way? Because that's the pregnant belly above, and then there's the womb cave below. Which one is more sacred? I mean, that way of isolating the little dotted line on a map and not getting it.
Rock says it's about time the site was added to the National Register of Historic Places, but he worries that with preservation, there will be more wrong signage interpreted by people who are not indigenous, who do not know the whole story of this place. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Over 9,000 fans were at the Minneapolis Target Center on July 22nd for Native American Heritage Night. That's about 1,000 more people than normally show up on a weeknight game. WNBA Native American rookie Shoni Schimmel and the Atlanta Dream played a nail-biting bout against the Minnesota Lynx. The crowd was full of Lynx fans, but there were those who drove a long way to see Shoni Schimmel.
I'm not here to see the Lynx, I'm here to see Schimmel, period. I ain't gonna lie.
The cheers for the Lynx were the loudest. That's the response to the Lynx's Maya Moore, who scored the second highest point total in WNBA history. But Schimmel fans let themselves be heard when she sunk her signature three-pointers. After double overtime, the Lynx won with a final score of 112-108. But if Schimmel fans were disappointed, she made it up to them with a Q&A after the game. About 1,000 people sat in the stands lobbing questions as Schimmel stood alone at center court. One young man asked if he can get her number. Sure, she said.
23.
That's her jersey number. There was mutual admiration between the rookie All-Star and her fans. This is Minnesota Native News, online at minnesotanativenews.org.